हरे कृष्णा। फोकस नॉट ऑन कंफर्ट और डिसकंफर्ट, फोकस ऑन पर्पस। समटाइम्स सम पीपल अप्रोच स्पिरिचुअलिटी विथ अ पर्टिकुलर कंसेप्शन। दे मे थिंक दैट स्पिरिचुअल पीपल नीड टू बी वेरी ऑस्टियर, वेरी सिंपल, लिविंग अ स्पार्टन लाइफ स्टाइल विदाउट एनी थिंग मोर देन द बेसिक नेसेसिटीज ऑफ लाइफ। And then they may see, if they see spiritualists using some sophisticated devices or using comfortable chairs, they may think, is this really spiritual? Now, yes, this is a valid question to ask. At the same time, we should not get carried away by the appearance and overlook the substance. See, the purpose of spirituality is not to subject ourselves to discomfort. So for example, if we want to meditate, now if we are sitting on a rock that is having a protrusion to it, then what will happen is it'll pinch us, it'll hurt us, and that hurt will distract, will consume our attention, consume our consciousness, and not allow us to focus on the object of meditation. So better to shift to some other rock or some other position on the rock and avoid that discomfort. So the point of meditation is not to subject oneself to unnecessary pain. Now, of course, this does not mean that one should justify unnecessary comfort. So for example, if one decides to meditate under a tree, but why, instead of sitting under the tree, one leans one's back against the tree and then one dozes off. That is also undesirable. So the point is that that comfort can be a distractor on the spiritual path, but so can be discomfort. So the point of spirituality is not to seek comforts as materialistic people do, nor is it to accept discomforts, or not to go to search for discomforts as some masochists do. The point is to connect with spiritual reality. And for the purpose of connecting with spiritual reality, what we need is to arrange our circumstances in a way that enables our consciousness to focus on the absolute truth. So, for example, when the yogis go out in the forest, it is said, samam kaya shiro grivam dharayana chalam sthiraha samprekshana sikagram swam dishascha navalokayan. So, shuchau deshe pratishthapya sthiramasana matmana natyuchutam nati nicham chailajina kushottaram. So, it is said that when one goes to the forest, one should find an appropriate place to sit, which is neither too high nor too low. And after that, one should spread out a kusha grass, a covering made of deer skin or kusha grass, and sit on that. Now, this covering of kusha grass and deer skin, it has multiple purposes. It keeps away snakes. It conveys auspiciousness. Kusha grass is considered auspicious. At the same time, it also provides a certain level of comfort. Instead of sitting on the hard floor with some protrusions or some pebbles or something like that, one sits on a simple, small, simple covering. So the point is that what comes after that? That yogam atma vishuddhaye samam kaya shiro grivam dharana chalam sthita samprekshanasikagram sam dishaschanavalokayan. So that one, instead of looking here and there, focuses on the absolute truth. So tatrai gagram manah krutva yat chittendriya kriya upavishyasane yunjad yogam atma vishuddhaye. In this way, controlling the mind and senses, one focuses on the absolute truth. Yogam atma vishuddhaye. For the purpose of practicing yoga, one atma vishuddhaye. One works for purification. So the focus needs to be not on comfort or discomfort, but on purification. And sometimes the purpose of purification can be aided by increasing comfort. If something is very uncomfortable, then shifting to in today's situation, we may not go to a forest to meditate. But if we are sitting down to meditate and we find it very hot and stuffy, you know, we might shift to under a fan and meditate under the fan. The point is not to just endure the stuffiness and get and let the mind be consumed by, oh, why is this so hot? Why is this so hot? And not think about Krishna. The point is that we do whatever is required at the material level so that we can focus on Krishna. And similarly, we need to avoid discomfort. If we sit in a comfortable chair for studying, for meditating, we might just lean back and doze off. So we need to sit in a way that encourages us to focus on Krishna. And what that way is will vary from person to person. But the important thing is, when we focus on that way of moving towards Krishna, we too can go closer to Him and become purified. So rather than judging people based on how much austerity they perform or how much luxury they live in, how much comforts they have, we can focus on how much their consciousness is focused on Krishna, and we can ourselves choose that way of living by which is most conducive for us to focus our consciousness on Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.